It's Brother Hanson from Truth Alive Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get right into our study in the Patriarchs. And the where we left off yesterday was a little bit about the priests, the temple, when General Titus came in and destroyed the temple in 70 AD, as Jesus prophesied. Now, many accomplishments were recognized as wise in the Old Testament, from the skills of craftsmen to the industriousness of insects. Individuals known particularly for their wisdom included prophets, priests, and professional sages. The sages, whose role may have been evolved from that of the court of a court scribe in King David's time, are believed to have been responsible for an important body of Old Testament writing known as wisdom literature, including the books of Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and Job. King Solomon's traditional association with this material as the author of Proverbs and Ecclesiastes is probably due to his legendary judgment and skill at solving problems. His prayer for wisdom, found in 1 Kings 3 and verse 6 to 9, and the claim of in Ecclesiastes 1 and 1 that the book's author is the son of David. Proverbs and Ecclesiastes, many of the Proverbs in the Bible probably existed orally long before they were ever written down. As I told you and here a few days ago, how they had problems writing this stuff down because they didn't have a pen and paper. And they just had discovered the access to the papyrus of the Egyptians and began to copy it that way. Many of the prophet, their rhythmical style of the Proverbs and makes them easy to remember, and the lessons that they teach make wisdom accessible to everyone. If you want wisdom, you can certainly find it in the Proverbs, in the Proverbs of Solomon, and the entire Bible, actually. The Proverbs stress the virtues of common sense. Do you have any common sense today? Do you have any practical experience? Actually, it's more of a supernatural experience and supernatural sense. Ethical standards, while making it clear that to be wise means recognizing God as the source of all wisdom. The message is essentially optimistic. A wise and virtuous life brings its own rewards. A wise and virtuous life brings its own rewards. You are rewarded for your ethics, for your honesty, for your truth behind the lines. Now, what do I mean, truth behind the lines? You know, when nobody's looking, your ethics and your truth and your honesty shows up to one person only, and that's God. Did you know that? He knows all, he sees all, and he recognizes all, even though that we do not understand that particular capacity that God has. Can you understand it? How he knows all, everything. He was here before anything. How nothing was created. Without him was not anything made that was made. And that's Jesus Christ. He's God. Did you know that? He's the spirit part of, he's the physical part of God, and the spirit part of God was here long before anything was created. That's hard to conceive in the natural mind, because the natural mind, it reaches out for the truth, and the truth is just simply not it's just not there. It's there, but it's not accessible to the natural man. The natural man receives not the things of the Spirit, neither can he know them. They are spiritually discerned. And that is a matter of fact. Many of the Proverbs, or I don't know how many, were already taught by the teachers, priests, without being written down. They memorized these things because it was a reflection upon their capacity to teach when they could memorize these things. And much more philosophical message is revealed in Ecclesiastes, a sober reflection in the meaning of life. The author of Ecclesiastes dates back from about 300 BC. It's the most pessimistic of observers, but in spite of seeing all of life as vanity, he still maintains his reverence for God. Now, Solomon was wise. He's wise enough to keep faith to the end. The book of Job, it's a deeply moving book of Job. Powerful exploration in the meaning of suffering and of life itself and of God's relationship to man. The enduring appeal of the book can be attributed to the poignancy of the drama, the beauty of its language, and the depth of its theology. The story concerns a pious man whose faith is sorely tested. Job is blameless and upright, one who feared God and turned away from evil. Job 1:1. When God praises him, by the way, when God begins to speak well of you and praise you, when he praises you, look out. You like to be praised, don't you? You like to be spoken well of by God. Well, look at Job next time. When God praises him in the heavenly council, Satan was one of the members of God's court. Can you imagine that? Even though he was cast out, he was a fallen angel. He had to be. But he had access somehow. God gave him access to heaven during this time that Joseph was on earth. I want you to realize that. Questions Job's piety, saying that if this guy was really tested, his faith would crumble. God allows Satan to go forth and test Job, who quickly loses his livestock, his servants. Then all 10 of Job's children are killed, slaughtered. And the man himself is afflicted with bodily sores. In his pain, Job cries out, why did I not die at birth? Come forth from the womb and expire. Job 3:11. You know, how many times have you wondered about this? The stress on wisdom. Knowing wisdom is the only way you can really... the only way that you can understand some of these things. The stress of wisdom in the Old Testament reflects a long-standing concern shared by cultures throughout the ancient Near East. There are marked similarities, for instance, between some of the advice offered in Proverbs and that offered in a collection of wise sayings known as the teachings of Amenemopa, a sage who taught in Egypt sometime between 1200 and 1000 BC. The excerpts compare verses from Proverbs 25 with verses from chapter 1 and 2 of the Amenemopa. The wisdom from the Proverbs, incline your ear, hear my words, and apply your mind to my teachings, for it will be pleasant if you keep them. If all of them are ready on your lips, so that your trust may be in the Lord. I've made them known to you today, yes, to you. Have I not written to you 30 sayings of admonition and knowledge to show you what is right, what is true, so that you may give a true answer to those who sent you. Now, the other book written in Egypt says this, says, listen to what I say, learn from my words. By heart, prosperity comes to those who keep my words in their hearts. Poverty comes to those who discard them. Enshrine my words to your souls. Lock them in away in your hearts. When the words of fools blow like a storm, the words of the wise will hold like an anchor. Live your lives with my words in your heart, and you will live your lives with success. That's just a kind of a contrast to the two. Now, did the all wisdom comes from God? Did God give these people wisdom? It's a good possibility. His grace, his mercy, reached down, gave them wisdom. Maybe he gave them an opportunity to accept the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And maybe they did or didn't. It's a good possibility. But it's this wisdom is similar, and some of it is common sense, and some of it is pure supernatural wisdom from God. But did it come from God, all of it? Yes. The goodness is always from God, no matter where it comes from. Job quickly learns from a series of messengers that he has lost all considerable wealth and that all his children and servants have been killed. His impassioned reply to God is, naked I came from my mother's womb and naked I shall return there. The Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away, blessed be the name of the Lord. Job 2 and verse 21. Can you imagine that? A man that learns how to take death of his entire family. That's what you call a man with faith in God. Probably more faith than anyone of today that I know. Job was really a man of faith. If you stop and think about it, he was a real man of faith. Someone that could take the beating and keep on going. And that is a man of faith. Well, I'm going to stop there. We'll take this study up tomorrow. And please let us know you're listening. Go to our website, krciradio.com. Shoot us an email. Let us know. And write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. And you can call us at 928-368-6766. Till tomorrow's broadcast, this is Brother Hansen saying, study, show yourself approved to God.